Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started. Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
That's the sound of a day starting out right. I hear it every time my new Toro Z-Master 4000 Zero Turn starts up. With big-time horsepower, giant Voodoo track tires, TurboForce deck, and comforts like MyRide and USB ports, it's fully loaded to mow all day long while delivering that signature Toro cut. From start to finish, this beast means business. Get your Z-Master 4000 today. Toro. Count on it.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Chase Carroll. He is the host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast. The podcast is dedicated to covering the NBA's Washington Wizards. On the program, we discuss Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, the latest happenings with the Washington Wizards, and so much more. Chase is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Bears beats The Office on Peacock. Stream every moment from Dunder Mifflin and explore bonus extras and exclusives. Plus, if you're looking for more classic hits, you can stream every episode of Parks and Recreation, Two and a Half Men, and every season of SNL. In the mood for something brand new? Check out Peacock's original comedies, The Amber Ruffin Show, and Saved by the Bell. Whether you're craving a new binge or familiar fave, you can find tons of comedy hits on Peacock. Get started for free at PeacockTV.com.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
Whatever you're funny, Peacock's got it exclusively. Stream classic sitcoms like The Office, Parks and Recreation, and Two and a Half Men. Plus, catch Peacock original comedies like AP Bio and Saved by the Bell. For all your exclusive comedy faves, go to PeacockTV.com and get started.
The 60-volt FlexForce power system from Toro. You've got the most powerful battery in its class. You've got a full line of interchangeable battery-powered tools, including the number one mowers and snow blowers in America. Plus trimmers, leaf blowers, hedgers, chainsaws, and more. All of them unbeatable. You got the ability to finish everything without sacrificing anything. You got 60 volts of power without compromise. Visit Toro.com/FlexForce.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, Field 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
The 60-volt FlexForce power system from Toro. You've got the most powerful battery in its class. You've got a full line of interchangeable battery-powered tools, including the number one mowers and snow blowers in America. Plus trimmers, leaf blowers, hedgers, chainsaws, and more. All of them unbeatable. You got the ability to finish everything without sacrificing anything. You got 60 volts of power without compromise. Visit Toro.com/FlexForce.
8 seconds to go. Westbrook, the hesitation. Oh! The monster jam by Russell Westbrook and the foul. Oh, my gosh.
Me. Dip him in holy water.
Damian Lillard sent you home. Donovan Mitchell sent you home. James Harden sent you home. All along the way. And Kevin Durant left. In your career, You have had Kevin Durant, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, Reggie Jackson, Victor Oladipo, Paul George, James Harden again, and now Bradley Beal. And we want to celebrate triple-doubles 40-plus games into our regular season. When it comes to you, no. You're great. You're so great, we want to see more when it matters. And me saying that is not an indictment against your character. And it doesn't require a soliloquy about generational wealth and a lesson about how all of these folks, these commentators, go on the TV screens and they critique these players and they alter their lives. Let me give Russell Westbrook and all the players and all the athletes out there an education. When you talk about champions, I'm from the streets too. And I couldn't shine your shoes as a player. But I've been successful as a writer, as a radio host, as a television personality. Soon to be author. I'm owning my production company. I'm doing just fine. But if I sat up there and I said, you know what, Dave Roberts and Molly, you can confirm this. Freddie, you can confirm this. Dave Roberts is our boss, senior VP, extraordinaire, ESPN. Normie Williamson, executive VP, ESPN. Jimmy Pitaro, president, ESPN. Imagine if I came on television, especially after I got my contract, Molly, as you pointed out. Our ratings don't matter. Revenue doesn't matter.
You got to recognize how he's pushed his family forward, how he's pushed his community forward. Like, he is a champion in life, and I think, you know, anyone who's played against Russ has a ton of respect for him.
His fourth straight double-double tonight, 18th of the season. I know he's one of your favorite players.
Yeah, one of my favorite players. What D-Wade said was correct. What the great Kyle Korver said is correct. He said, unfortunately, in this business, all the greats have to go through this. Everybody had to go through this. Dr. J had to go through this. Michael Jordan, Isaiah, Magic, myself, D-Wade. And, you know, D-Wade brings a great point. You don't have to have a championship to be touted as a great player. But, you know, in this thing of ours, to get that ultimate respect, it would be nice to have that. But everything he says is correct. Yes.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And you heard a lot of it. That's courtesy of ESPN and Turner Sports TNT, Stephen A. Smith, having his strong critique of Russell Wilson not having an NBA championship, and Shaquille O'Neal giving his thoughts as well. And a gentleman that we have on the program is someone that covers the Washington Wizards very well. He is the host of a podcast titled Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. Let's welcome him to the program, Chase Carroll. Hey, Chase, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So Russell Westbrook, he's been in the news as of late. We know, Chase, he's one of the most dynamic players in all of the NBA. But lately he's been involved in some social media beef with ESPN Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith has critiqued him about him not winning an NBA championship as of yet. Yes, statistically, he's been one of the best, averaging triple-doubles like nobody's business, but he has yet to win that NBA championship. Him and Stephen A. Smith had back and forth in regards to generational wealth and things of that nature. Shaquille O'Neal gave his criticism on Russell Westbrook as well, and he said, unfortunately, this happens in the business of professional sports. Give me your thoughts on Russell Westbrook and him not attaining that NBA championship yet, and what does that mean for him going forward?
Well, I think there's a little bit of truth to both sides here, where Stephen A. Smith, he's been critical of Russell Westbrook for, it's not really entirely Russell Westbrook's fault for this, but the media covers Russell Westbrook very critically, and they credit him a lot when he gets triple-doubles, which he gets a lot of them, but sometimes, as we saw last night, for an example, he had a triple-double, but the Wizards lost by 29 points to the worst team in the league. So I don't want to hear about his triple-doubles when they're losing games like that. If it's contributing to wins like it did against Indiana a couple nights ago, he had one of probably his best game of the season in that game, in a win over Indiana with Bradley Beal out of the game. So, if it contributes to wins, I would love to hear about it, but at the same time, I don't really care about his His records that he's putting up. He did set the Wizards' all-time record for triple-doubles already. But at the same time, if that's not contributing to wins, they're 17-30 on the year. It's somewhat fair criticism, I would say. Not slandering him personally for he's a great person in the community. He is, obviously he's an incredible basketball player. There's nothing being taken away from him. But at the same time, as someone who covers the Wizards and someone who grew up a Wizards fan, I would love to see them competing for championships. And when you trade for a Russell Westbrook to pair with Bradley Beal, you expect at least progress towards a playoff push, and that has not come this year. And that's not entirely on Russell Westbrook or Bradley Beal. There's not really the pieces around them to build a contender here. And a lot of that is who GM Tommy Shepard brought in this offseason. He had a really poor offseason free agency. And Scott Brooks has been, in my opinion, probably put on one of the worst coaching performances this season. He has more talent, I think, than the Wizards have shown this year. So it's obviously Russell Westbrook hasn't gotten to the big game, and some of that is on him when it comes to the playoff time, but a lot of it also is not on him. I wouldn't shoulder the blame on him entirely about this Wizards situation here, but at the same time, I would like to see him start being more efficient. Maybe not as ball dominant here, because it's clear that ball dominance between just he and Bradley Beal isn't going to work for this team. They gotta find a way to spread the wealth a little bit.
Rightfully so. We're going to get more into the Wizards, and we're going to talk Bradley Beal in a little bit. But I want to get back to not yet winning an NBA championship. Gary Payton, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Sean Kemp, Charles Barkley, Elgin Baylor are just some of those great players that never won an NBA championship. Russell Westbrook is still very much in his prime. When it's all said and done, do you think Russell will win an NBA championship, or do you think, as you mentioned earlier, the ball hogging and just him being too worried about statistics will get in the way of him capturing that title?
See, that's a great question. I think if he's here in D.C. to stay, which it seems like the Wizards owner tweeted his support of Russell Westbrook yesterday afternoon. So it looks and it appears he's under contract for 3 years. So it looks like he's going to be here to stay, if that's any indication. So, I mean, if it's going to be a Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook-centered team, which, the money looks like that's how it's going to be. There's not really much money left to go around next offseason to bring in another guy. I don't see how he's going to win a championship here in D.C. in the next few years. Maybe he's able to latch on at the end of his career somewhere and accept a role player position. But I don't know if he's definitely not comfortable with that yet. He still likes to have the ball in his hands for good reason. He's still a good player. I'm not taking away the ability he has, but at the same time, it hasn't shown to contribute to winning basketball when it matters. And he's not even, it looks like, even get the chance to make it to games that matter this year. They're well out of the playoff positioning in the Eastern Conference, that really the last few spots are up for grabs, and the Wizards aren't even really there. So it doesn't look like it's going to work here in D.C. for championship purposes, but who knows? Maybe they can pull a rabbit out of their hat and bring in some guys that can really help them towards that next offseason. I just don't see it.
Yeah, it's very tough when you have such a talented player. He's one of those once-in-a-lifetime talents. You hope it works out, but sometimes in professional sports and just like in life, it doesn't always work out that way. But let's stay with the Wizards for a moment, and we talked about Russell Westbrook. Let's talk about Bradley Beal, who's currently the league's leading scorer in the NBA. Bradley has had there were issues about him during the trade deadline. Bradley, was a little snuck with a lot of the reporters, and because of possible trade rumors, they were talking about possibly dealing him and getting him out of D.C. But Bradley Beal is still a Washington Wizard. What's the current situation with him, and what are they going to do with Bradley going forward?
Well, all plans indicate that they're moving forward with Bradley Beal, and I think Bradley Beal, in my opinion, is looking to get that Supermax contract that he can only really get here in D.C. All the reports recently have been that, you know, he tried to buy the New York Mets alongside Alex Rodriguez. So he's really trying to, I think, build his financial profile for the long run post NBA career, which, you know, he could definitely make money elsewhere in a bigger market, I'm sure. But he I think he really wants to make that Supermax money on that Supermax contract. And then after that, we'll see if he still wants to be around. But I think the plan is definitely to have him around until he can get that Supermax contract. The Wizards want to build around him, and he has been clear that he wants to be the centerpiece of a franchise. You look around at some of these teams that would be, you know, willing to take him on. He, like the Golden State Warriors, for example, he wouldn't be the top guy. Like Steph Curry is there. Even Klay Thompson coming back from injury, he's still a guy who's been in that organization for a long time. He's been a star, Draymond Green. So he's not he wouldn't really be the guy in a place like Golden State or a place like the Clippers, who teams that would really love to bring him on. The front office here in Washington has given him the say on most matters, including free agency. So a lot of that poor free agency, as much as we want to say poor Bradley Beal, he was consulted on it this past offseason by Tommy Shepard, and Bradley Beal seemingly okayed these moves. So he okayed the Russell Westbrook trade for John Wall. He okayed the free agent class of Raul Neto and some of those guys that came over this offseason. So as much as we want to say free Bradley Beal, he's not happy here. He is happy here for whatever reason, that they're not winning. But obviously that hasn't remained the biggest priority to him moving forward, it seems.
You mentioned John Wall. John Wall was so vital to the D.C. community and especially to the Washington Wizards. Him and Bradley Beal had a connection for quite a long time. What went wrong with the John Wall situation?
So I don't think anything necessarily went wrong there. I think once it was realized Bradley Beal is the guy here in D.C., it was no longer going to be John Wall's show. And I know John Wall loved being the franchise guy, so I think that's always a tough pill to swallow when you're told this guy that's been your sidekick really for the past, you know, 6, 7, 8 seasons, this guy is now going to be our guy, and you're kind of secondary to us now. And once I think that was implied, I think it was really time to make that move, unfortunately, which I know I personally love John Wall, and I know the D.C. community loves John Wall. Wizards fans love John Wall. But at the end of the day, I think something did have to change in the organization. Whether I would have made it a Russell Westbrook trade, I don't know. Cause, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but obviously right now it hasn't worked out for the team, at least. You know, Russell Westbrook's getting his numbers now, and Bradley Beal's obviously getting his numbers. And he got himself an all-star start for the first time in his career. Some of that is the fan power that Russell Westbrook brings alongside of him, to be honest with you. He does have a huge fan base, and the Wizards, it seems, are more so concerned with adding fans than they are winning. Because when you look at their recent draft strategy, Rui Hachimura has been an incredible player who has shown a lot in his first 2 years, but I think that pick originally was they really love the Japanese influence, being, you know, a lot of fans being brought over to the Wizards. And then in this year, they bring in Denny Avdia, who an Israeli fan base coming over. They've really got a big international reach here with Davis Bertans from Latvia and Raul Neto from Brazil. They're really going international. They're really trying to bring fans over. Bradley Beal, I don't think there was anything crazy going on there between he and John Wall. I think it was just kind of a need for a change of scenery to get this organization jump-started, and obviously I don't think it's worked out too well so far.
Yeah, it hasn't worked out too well so far. And I'm currently in the Eastern Conference. Washington is at the bottom. They're not going to make the playoffs this year. And you mentioned, again, with the talent with Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook, and, of course, Ryu Hachimura. Of course, Robin Lopez is on the team, as well as Raul Neto. You mentioned the coach, Scottie Brooks. Now, Scott Brooks and Russell Westbrook, they know each other from their days in Oklahoma City. Why hasn't this success transferred over, not just this year with the Wizards, but also just with Scott's career in Washington? Why hasn't the success transferred thus far?
See, that's a great question. I think a lot of people think that Scott Brooks was originally brought in an attempt to lure Kevin Durant over, and obviously Kevin Durant didn't even give the Wizards a time of day when he was choosing his team. So I don't know if that's an indication on what he thought of Scott Brooks or what, but Scott Brooks has really not panned out here in these last few seasons. And there's always been talk over the last couple years of whether Scott Brooks was going to be gone or whether he was going to, you know, play out his contract. And here he is, he's making it through his contract. Fred Katz of The Athletic reported that they will not be bringing him back next season. So I don't really know what the deal is, why they're even keeping him around at this point. 17-30 record. You have a lot more talent than that says. And I know the Wizards early in the year had a COVID strike hit their team, and they've been really hurt with injuries, but so is every team. Every team has had to deal with this. So there's just been excuses and excuses coming from the front office on why Scott Brooks should still be in, you know, on the bench there. And I don't think he's really shown any reason to keep him around. When you look at this team, you see Rui Hachimura, Denny Avdija are really not able to perform the way you'd like to see young guys playing in a 17-30 year. You'd like to see them getting the ball more usage rate, but they're not really getting that because Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook are really dominating the usage rate on this team. And that is an indication of Scott Brooks' coaching. He's allowing it to happen. He's a lame duck coach who doesn't really care beyond the season. So why is he going to play the young guys over who he knows? Like you said, Russell Westbrook, he's had a huge, huge history with Russell Westbrook dating back to his OKC days. He's kind of letting him play the same way that he played in OKC, but he doesn't have a Kevin Durant or a James Harden next to him to really – so, you know, make this team something like it once was back then. This team, it has a lot of needs. I'll give it to Scott Brooks. It's not necessarily all of his fault, but you know, he hasn't made correct coaching decisions either. So it falls on the front office, but it really does fall a lot on Scott Brooks. And I know a lot of Wizards fans would be in agreement with me there.
Yeah, rightfully so. And you know, just the Wizards, I mean, let's be real, Chase. I mean, the Wizards are in the Eastern Conference, and there's a lot of competition. There's Brooklyn, there's Philly, and then there's Milwaukee, and then Charlotte is on the come up. Miami played in the finals last year, and then the Knicks are on the come up as well. Wow, the New York Knicks, wow. It's been a long time since they've been over 500. And what do the Wizards need to do to take that next step? Do they need? I know you mentioned about they've continued to go younger and go with the international talent, but what else do they need to do in order to catch up with those teams to be prominent again in the East?
Well, you know, looking into this offseason, it looks like they're going to have a really good draft pick. It looks like they have a lot of good young pieces that they could use in a trade. But at the same time, it seems like this front office is pretty set in keeping these young guys and just hoping that they develop into becoming stars alongside Bradley Beal and alongside Russell Westbrook. Because at the trade deadline, you know, they have a lot of good pieces they could have dealt to get a third guy if they really wanted to help Bradley Beal out now. But that's not what they decided to do. They decided to trade for Daniel Gafford, a 22-year-old young center from Chicago who, in his first couple games with the Wizards, he just got injured, but in his first couple games as a Wizard, he was really impressive. I think they're going to continue to build the young guys around Bradley Beal until he gets that Supermax contract and just hope they develop into real contributors. And what they really need is a defensive presence along the perimeter. They don't have anything of that sort. But like I said, the Wizards are going to have probably a high draft pick, whether they want to use that to trade for another star. I don't know if Carl Anthony Towns or someone like that becomes available in the offseason, someone who's becomes unhappy with their current situation. The Wizards, they want to win now. They've made that clear, but at the same time, they keep hindering the development of their draft picks. So I don't really know what the direction is, to be honest with you, because I don't even think the Wizards know.
Yeah, Kate Cunningham, the great star out of Oklahoma State, has made his declaration for the NBA draft. What are the chances of the Wizards possibly drafting Kate Cunningham?
You know, if they get that first pick, I don't see how you can pass up on Cade Cunningham. Even if he is a point guard, even if you have Russell Westbrook, I don't think that should stop you from taking Cade Cunningham. And it's looking like they're going to get a top five pick here. It's looking like the odds are going to be in their favor, especially with Bradley Beal injured here down the stretch. He probably could have played last game. They kept him out. I don't know what the plan is with Bradley Beal moving forward, but they keep saying they want to push for a playoff spot this season. They're continuously trying to do that. So for what reason, you know, I don't know. I would love to see them not necessarily tank, but let the young guys get experience, let the veterans take a little bit of a backseat here. And if they lose, they lose. If they win, they're winning with the young guys instead. That's what I'd love to see. But if you know, they fall down into the draft, into Cade Cunningham range, they have to strike on him. I'd rather see them take him number one overall than trade for an established star, in my opinion.
All right, excellent. But again, thank you so much, Chase, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So again, tell everybody what you do as the host of the Wizards Walk.
So I've joined on with the Basketball Podcast Network with a sponsorship with DraftKings. I cover the Washington Wizards. We cover post-game recaps. I'll start doing some pre-game stuff. I have interviews where I talk about really the entire state of the Washington Wizards right now. I just dropped that last night. So if you want to follow my podcast, it's the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. You can really find that on any podcast platform. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's @ChaseCarroll_.
Awesome to hear. So again, Chase, tell everybody one more time where they can find the Wizards Walkthrough podcast and where they can find you on social media. And if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
Yeah, so I'm currently a free agent in writing. I'm looking for my next writing opportunity, but my podcast is The Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll. You can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, really anywhere you normally listen to podcasts. It's probably there. And like I said, my Twitter, where I will be linking all my podcasts, all my Wizards takes are on Twitter, @ChaseCarroll_.
You heard it from him. He is Chase Carroll. He is the host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast. This is giving you an insight of what's currently going on with the NBA's Washington Wizards. Chase, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. I'm ready whenever you guys are. I appreciate it, Ed.
All right. Thank you, Chase. Thank you. We'll be back with more right after this.
40 seconds to go. Westbrook, the hesitation. Oh! The monster jam by Russell Westbrook and the foul. Oh, my gosh.
Man, dip him in holy water.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with TruFuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. TruFuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And TruFuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with TruFuel, available at your local home and garden center today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock. Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy is suspected of having killed as many as 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping six-part documentary series that investigates the crime that shocked the nation.
The thing everybody thought they knew wasn't the whole story.
John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now.
Devil in Disguise.
Only on Peacock.
Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today. Are you still mixing station gas and oil for your string trimmer, leaf blower, or chainsaw? Eliminate the mess and the guesswork with True Fuel, the original pre-mixed two-cycle fuel. True Fuel is ethanol-free and precision-engineered for small engines, improving performance and extending the life of your outdoor power equipment. And True Fuel is available for both two- and four-cycle engines. Empower your equipment with True Fuel. Available at your local Home and Garden Center today.
All right, we'd like to send another, once again, a big special thank you to Chase Carroll. He is the host of the Wizards Walkthrough with Chase Carroll podcast, dedicated to covering the NBA's Washington Wizards. Check it out. Check him out and the podcast on the various streaming platforms that includes Spotify, also Apple, Megaphone, and also just check him out on his Twitter page at @ChaseCarroll_. That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.